Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now, let's get to the news. Today, we're focusing on one of the most pivotal updates to hit Marvel Contest of Champions in recent memory. The introduction of Towers Mode. If you've been playing MCC, you know how vital new content is, especially when it reshapes the way endgame is approached and rewards are earned. Towers Mode reimagines the player versus environment solo experience by adding a permanent set of content that's accessible to all players, but structured for progressive difficulty and strategic challenge. So what makes Towers Mode stand apart from the already vast landscape of PvE content in Marvel Contest of Champions? At its core, it introduces a system of floors and blocks, each one filled with increasingly difficult defenders, requiring not just brute force, but careful selection and management of your champion roster. The structure is both familiar and entirely new. Players are tasked with clearing defenders from each floor, but with a crucial twist. Unlike other content, you cannot revive your champions inside a run, forcing you to think ahead and guard your resources. Each battle becomes a test of not just power, but efficiency. How far can your current roster make it before exhaustion sets in and progress halts? This means every champion's health must be managed across multiple fights, making strategic swaps and calculated sacrifices an essential part of success. The no-revive design fundamentally changes the tempo and feel compared to the main story quest, or event quests, where consumables often provide a safety net against tricky encounters or overpowered bosses. In Towers Mode, there's no safety net. Each failure sends you back to the start of a block, underscoring the need to plan not only the team you bring, but also the order in which you tackle each floor's defenders. But that's just the beginning. Let's dig into the variations of Towers Mode and why they matter. There are two primary forms: Class Towers and Challenge Towers, each bringing a unique bent to the PvE landscape. Let's start with Class Towers, which are designed to shine a spotlight on your understanding and depth in each champion class: Cosmic, Mystic, Science, Skill, Tech, and Mutant. These towers focus on restricting the available champions to a specific class, meaning you'll need to have not only strong picks, but a breadth of viable contenders. Gone are the days where your top three or four champions can carry you through any content. Instead, the game pushes you to cultivate and upgrade a diverse, well-rounded roster. If you've let one class lag behind or neglected to rank up off meta options, Class Towers will expose those gaps and encourage you to fill them for long-term success. On the other hand, Challenge Towers take things further by layering on stricter restrictions, perhaps limiting available champions not just by class, but also by tag, rarity, or unique criteria. For instance, you might have to rely only on champions that are tech and female, or mutants that are only 4-star and below, forcing innovative thinking and experimentation. The boundaries set by these towers question not just how strong a champion is on paper, but how well they synergize and perform under pressure and constraint. This is where Towers Mode stands as a true testbed, not simply of fighting skill, but of strategic planning and long-term roster development. Players must now look ahead, tailoring their roster growth to not just immediate rewards, but to the evolving requirements that towers will throw their way. It's a seismic shift in how roster investment pays off. In the traditional content loop of Marvel Contest of Champions, players often focus on a handful of top-tier champions, investing resources into maximizing their potential for the next story quest or Alliance War meta shift. While this approach still matters, Towers Mode dramatically increases the value of roster depth, encouraging players to consider the strengths, synergies, and niche strengths of lesser-known champions. That 4-star Elsa Bloodstone Gathering Dust? She might just be your clutch performer for a challenge tower with complex evasion nodes. Or perhaps your overlooked Civil Warrior provides the utility needed to win a war of attrition when your legendary Corvus falls to an unlucky special attack. What's clear is this. Towers mode demands a wider lens. Every new champion pull or upgrade could be the pivotal piece for ascending a previously insurmountable block. From a progression perspective, this marks a dramatic break from what came before. No longer do players have a finite story to conquer and then wait for the next event or content drop to incentivize play. Towers mode is designed as a permanent addition, with its structure and escalating difficulty enabling ongoing, meaningful engagement for both early and late game players. For newcomers, it's a roadmap, clear targets and achievable milestones that guide roster building priorities and provide a steady stream of challenges and rewards. No matter where you are in your MCC journey, there's always a higher floor to reach for, a more restrictive tower waiting to test you, and a tangible sense of progression extending well beyond the main story mode or alliance-based content. For veteran players, those who have long since conquered the Collector, completed labyrinths, and even toppled the Gauntlet, the arrival of Towers mode is a breath of fresh air. It's an endgame activity with teeth, forcing the most experienced summoners to reevaluate their collections and develop win strategies for an ever-evolving set of tower restrictions and encounters. Too often, endgame content leaves top players in a holding pattern, with little incentive to expand their rosters beyond a few meta-defining champs or to log in daily outside of alliance obligations. With Towers, every roster expansion, every niche champion acquisition, and every ranked up 5-star suddenly matters a lot. It's not just about flexing your Herculean lineup, but about discovering new synergies, counters to novel nodes, and unexpected MVPs. The reward structure for Towers will obviously evolve over time, but the foundation is set. Climb higher, unlock increasingly rare and desirable resources, and prove your mastery against the toughest AI defenders available. The removal of revives and focus on encounter planning means that every attempt at a block or tower becomes a true investment. Your choices, mistakes, triumphs, and defeats all combine to inform your next strategy, your next run, your next champion rank up. Kabam has wisely positioned Towers mode as an evergreen system, and its longevity will be determined largely by two major factors: evolving challenge design and reward tuning. If the developers can keep Towers both challenging and rewarding, scaling incentives for both current content and newly released champions, there's every reason for both veterans and newcomers to stay active for months and years to come. Now, let's talk practical strategies and roster priorities for players of all levels looking to maximize their progress in Towers mode. First, roster diversity is king. Even a 2-star champion with the right abilities can be clutch for certain class or challenge towers. Start by identifying class weaknesses in your collection. Are you light on tech champions with power control or science champs with immunities? And formulate your upgrade path with tower-specific nodes in mind. For new players, early focus on champion acquisition and breadth will pay off much more than pushing one or two units to max rank right away. Find overlooked synergy teams, experiment with off-meta champions, and keep one eye on the tower rotation schedule to anticipate which classes and tags will be most valuable in upcoming months. For more advanced players, this is the perfect opportunity to shake off roster stagnation and challenge yourself with underused champions and new strategies. Don't just dust off those 5-star basics for nostalgia's sake. Integrate them into your tower climbing squads, and you might be surprised what they can achieve. The towers are also the perfect ecosystem for testing the limits of less popular champions. Their utility may shine in unique, node-stacked enemy encounters. Because consumable items, potions, revives, and boosts are either heavily restricted or forbidden in towers, each fight teaches you about resource management and the true capabilities of your champions when pushed to their limits. Success is no longer about brute forcing every encounter, but assembling the best team for survival across a gauntlet of challenges. A single mistake, Whether it's eating an unblockable special or misjudging a regeneration timer can mean the end of a run, but that also makes each victory far more rewarding. Meanwhile, Towers Mode rewards replayability in a way the main story can't. As you acquire new champs or improve existing ones, repeated climbs become both easier and more rewarding, encouraging investment in every corner of your roster. The developers have promised new towers and evolving modifiers over time, which is a strong sign that this isn't a static challenge, but a living part of MCC's endgame ecosystem. Much like Alliance Wars or Battlegrounds, Towers Mode will likely become a major strategic consideration, impacting who you level up, what synergies are prioritized, and even how you value new champion releases. So, who stands to benefit most from Towers Mode? Honestly, everyone, so long as they're willing to adapt. For the dedicated newcomer, the towers offer structure, a roadmap, and a ladder of progression that rewards both time and intelligence, not simply in-game purchases or veteran status. For veterans, Towers Mode revives the thrill of discovery, pushes roster management to new heights, and ensures that even the deepest collections have room to grow and contend with new, ever harder challenges. The towers will also reshape the wider MCC meta. Expect to see more discussion about off-meta champions, overlooked synergies, and defensive counters as the community adapts to the new PvE landscape. As Towers Mode becomes a staple, guides and strategies will evolve, and collective knowledge will continue to deepen and diversify. The beauty of Towers Mode is that it gives every summoner, regardless of collection size or time invested, a reason to push forward, test themselves, and experiment. Whether you're targeting your first completion, aiming to perfect every floor, or gunning for leaderboard dominance, the towers mark a new chapter for the game, and it's one where growth is only ever up. As with any new feature, Towers Mode isn't without potential pitfalls. Reward balancing, content tuning, and the risk of burnout are ever-present debates in the MCC community. However, Kabam's history of listening to feedback and iterating on their systems gives hope that Towers will remain a staple, continually updated and fine-tuned for optimal engagement. Already, speculation is swirling about future plans. Will we see seasonal towers, rotating modifiers, or champion-specific challenges beyond class and rarity? The possibilities are vast, and the early reception points to a future where Towers Mode could define the MCC endgame for years to come. In closing, the Towers Mode stands as a testament to what makes Marvel Contest of Champions such a long-lived and beloved mobile title. The blend of tactical complexity, roster investment, and always evolving content. Whether you're a casual player, a mid-tier grinder, or a hardcore veteran, the towers promise a new reason to log in every day and strive for greatness. The climb will be tough, but the rewards, both tangible and in pure player satisfaction, are within reach for anyone willing to rise to the challenge. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks. And catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.